Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and maybe a little bit of sanity. We're diving into the trenches today, tackling that sneaky beast we all know. Procrastination. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch up with your to-do list? You know that feeling when Monday morning rolls around and you're staring at those unfinished tasks with the enthusiasm of a sloth on a Saturday afternoon? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. Procrastination is a universal struggle, but guess what? We can totally conquer it. This isn't about becoming some robotic productivity machine. It's about finding strategies that actually work for you and making getting stuff done feel less like pulling teeth and more like, well, something enjoyable. So, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways to break free from procrastination's grip. Number 1. Ditch the perfectionism trap. I know, we all want things to be perfect, but that quest for flawlessness is a major procrastination pitfall. It can paralyze you, making it impossible to even start because, well, you're afraid of messing it up. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for progress, not perfection. Number 2. Embrace the power of small wins. You wouldn't run a marathon without training, right? So why expect yourself to tackle your biggest project head-on without breaking it down into smaller, manageable chunks? Celebrate those mini victories along the way. They'll keep you motivated and feeling like you're actually making progress. Number 3. Become a time management ninja. This doesn't mean cramming your schedule with unrealistic deadlines. It's about prioritizing tasks, setting realistic goals, and utilizing tools like calendars or to-do lists that work for you. Remember, scheduling time for breaks is essential too. You can't expect to be productive all day long without giving your brain a chance to recharge. Number 4. Find your peak productivity zone. Some of us are morning people, others thrive in the afternoon, and some of us are nocturnal geniuses. Figure out when you're most focused and energized, and schedule your most important tasks for those times. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Finally, number 5. Reward yourself. This isn't about indulging in junk food or scrolling endlessly on social media, though. Let's be honest, sometimes a little indulgence is okay. It's about celebrating your accomplishments and giving yourself something to look forward to after completing a task. Whether it's taking a walk in the park, listening to your favorite podcast, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in peace, make sure you acknowledge your hard work. Let me tell you a story. Picture this, my friend Sarah was drowning in paperwork for her new business. She was overwhelmed, stressed, and procrastinating like it was an Olympic sport. But she finally realized that she needed to make a change. So, what did she do? First, she broke down the massive task into smaller, more manageable steps. Then, she scheduled dedicated time blocks in her calendar for working on the paperwork, even if it was just for 30 minutes at the time. She also started celebrating her small wins by treating herself to a latte after completing each section of paperwork. Guess what? Sarah not only tackled that pile of paperwork, but also felt more empowered and confident about running her business. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about finding strategies that work for you and making consistent effort. It's about celebrating small wins, recognizing your progress, and rewarding yourself along the way. So go out there, crush those to-do lists, and remember you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to procrastination busters? Share your tips in the comments below and let's keep each other motivated and accountable. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Punisher for daily doses of motivation and real talk strategies to conquer your goals. See you tomorrow, fired up friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.